Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of cosmic chaos and mindful magic. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this wild ride called life with a sprinkle of humor and a whole lot of heart. Now, we all know that feeling like our brains are running on overdrive, bouncing from one thought to the next faster than a hummingbird on caffeine. It can be exhilarating, sure, but also exhausting. And sometimes, in the midst of the mental maelstrom, we crave a little clarity, a touch of grounding, you know? That's where spirituality and personal growth come in, offering us tools and wisdom to navigate this crazy journey with more grace, intention, and self-love. Over the years, I've devoured countless books on these topics, some profound, some practical, all deeply inspiring. Today, I want to share a few of my absolute favorites that have seriously rocked my world, offering fresh perspectives, powerful insights, and actionable steps to help you embrace your inner badass. First up, we have The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. This book is pure magic. It's all about the transformative power of being fully present in this moment, right here, right now. You know, that feeling when you get lost in a good book or a beautiful sunset. That's the essence of The Power of Now. It teaches you to let go of past regrets and future anxieties, embracing the beauty and simplicity of the present moment. Next, we have Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. Have you ever felt afraid to be vulnerable? To truly show up and be seen for who you are? Brené Brown's research on vulnerability is groundbreaking. She shows us that it's not weakness, but rather the birthplace of courage, connection, and wholehearted living. This book will encourage you to shed your armor, embrace your imperfections, and step into your authentic self with confidence. If you're looking for practical tools and techniques to manage your ADHD brain, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss is a game changer. While not strictly a spiritual book, it teaches you how to work smarter, not harder, by streamlining your tasks, automating your life, and creating more freedom and flexibility. Now let's talk about something close to my heart. Mindfulness. Wherever you go, there you are by Jon Kabat-Zinn is a classic guide to cultivating mindfulness in everyday life. It teaches you how to train your attention, calm your racing thoughts, and develop a deeper sense of awareness and presence. And last but not least, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer is a profound exploration of the nature of consciousness. This book will challenge your assumptions about who you are and your place in the universe, inviting you to explore the infinite possibilities that lie within. Ever felt like your mind is a never-ending to-do list? You know that feeling when you're juggling a million things at once and just can't seem to catch a break? These books have been my lifesavers, offering me tools and wisdom to manage the mental chaos and find moments of peace amidst the storm. Think about it. What if you could harness the power of your mind, not as a source of stress but as a tool for creativity, growth, and connection? That's the potential that these books unlock, guiding us on a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and spiritual awakening. So picture this. You're sitting in your favorite cafe, sunlight streaming through the window, a steaming cup of tea warming your hands. You open up one of these books, take a deep breath, and let yourself be transported to a world of possibility. I want you to try it. Pick one of these books, curl up with it, and allow yourself to be immersed in its wisdom. It could be the start of something truly beautiful. Remember, your spiritual journey is unique and personal. Trust your intuition, explore different paths, and find what resonates with your soul. Keep learning, keep growing, and never stop believing in the magic within you. All right, brilliant souls, that's it for today. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little spiritual boost. And if you have any favorite books on spirituality or personal growth, drop them in the comments below. I'm always looking for new recommendations. See you tomorrow for another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.